been so good.
Yeah.
And I just got to think.
If I could say one word,
oh,
I'll just wave my hand.
That's right.
Come on, put those hands together. Hallelujah. Walk out from your seat and tell your neighbor, neighbor, if I couldn't say a word. Come on, everybody, walk out and touch somebody. Tell them, if I couldn't say a word, I'd just wave my hand. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah. I just wave my hand. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I said, won't he do it? Hey, came back and saved a wretch like me. Hey,
man. Hallelujah. Mm.
Same Bishop, come on now.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing. A preaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes,
to serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart to serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes,
to serve the Lord.
I'll be
serving the Lord.
Listen here. Sometimes my road get dark and dreary. I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy till I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe,
yes,
that if I keep holding on, God's gonna come for me and keep me strong, cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
to
is.
Serve the Lord.
Way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
to
is.
Serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
to
is.
Serve the Lord.
I'll be
serving the Lord.
This is the part I like. Now I've been preaching for a long, long time.
Talk to him, Bishop.
I'm not going to give up.
Yeah.
You see, I got a made up mind. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, you know what? I'd do it all again. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
to
is.
Serve the Lord.
Way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
to
is.
Serve the Lord.
Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
to
is.
Serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
to
is.
Serve the Lord.
Way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
to
is.
Serve the Lord.
somebody ask me.
It's in my heart.
They said, Pastor,
the Lord.
How can you leave your family?
It's in my heart.
And move away to Atlanta, Georgia. You see, I love my family.
It's in my heart.
I love my family. But it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. It is in my heart. Reach over and touch your neighbor and tell him. Say, neighbor,
it's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Serve the Lord.
Tell it way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Serve the Lord.
Now I've been preaching for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. You see, I got a made up mind.
All right.
I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, you know what? I'd do it all again. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
To serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
To serve the Lord.
Way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
To serve the Lord.
I'll be
serving the Lord.
Come on, put those hands together and give God some praise. Woo! Is it in your heart?
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Woo! To serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
To serve the Lord.
Lay down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
to
is.
Serve the Lord.
I'll be
serving the Lord.
Right now, reach over and look at somebody and tell them, I ain't gonna give up. Tell them, I got a made up mind. Tell them, I ain't going nowhere. Look him out in the eyeball and say, neighbor, I ain't going nowhere. Because it's in my heart. Come on, give these men a big hand clap. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless the men. Amen. It's in my heart. Come on, give our minister of music a big hand clap. My son on the drums, come on, give him a big hand clap. What I like about Minister John is that he can work with anybody and make them sound good. Ain't that right? Amen. He is just as patient. Amen. And he say, now this is how we going to do it. Amen. Let's work on these two and get these two right and get this two right. Now you need to move on that side and get on that side. But he has a way of causing all of our voices to come together. And we thank God for him. Thank God for all you blessed people. Amen. That are here today. Amen. It's another day's journey. And we're just so excited about God, excited about Jesus. Amen. Amen. I think they gave me some visitors cards, but for the life of me, I don't know what I did with them. Amen. Is that there were several of them. Amen. They look like one of them. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll find them here in just a few minutes, but we thank God for all our visitors. I mean, I tell you, when God come in the house, you just start just throwing stuff. Amen. 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 How many of y'all know it's good just to be here? Amen. It's just good to be in this number. Amen. I thank God for our minister, Minister Kingsley. God blessed. I mean, I enjoyed him on last Sunday. Amen. A very powerful word coming from the Lord. Amen. I was so happy. I posted a post not on Facebook. I don't know if he saw it or not. Amen. how proud we were of him and just being able to sit back and not having to say nothing. Amen. And just look at the labor of my work. So I thank God for him. And so many of you that is allowing God to just elevate you to the next level. It is critical that the body of Christ know that every level has its own devil. Amen. And as you move up in God, you're going to be faced with some obstacles and, yes, some problems. But if your mind is made up, amen, that you mean heaven every step of the way, can't no devil in hell stop you. Amen. 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 When you get too far in it to get out, amen, and you let the devil know what, regardless of what you bring my way, I mean God, I mean heaven, every step of the way. Amen, amen. And I just thank God for that. And those who have decided to put your hands to the plow and not look back, amen. We used to sing a song, those church mothers years ago, and said, if will you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior's come, said, be not dismayed when they don't believe you. Amen. He said, he will understand. And he's going to say, well done. Amen. How many of y'all want to hear him say, well done? Amen. That's what I'm working. Everything else don't matter. But to just hear him say, well done. Amen. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and we're going to make you rulers over many. Amen. How many are just excited? Amen. Amen. I mean, after you done worked hard on that cake and every pan in the house is messed up on the counter. There's dough on your doors and on the wall. And then you finally start smelling something in the oven, and you go in and you don't make a whole lot of noise, but you sort of cut on the light and you look and that thing done rose and it's brown. And you bring it out, and it's then that you realize that all your work and all your labor is not in vain. Amen. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to call according to his purpose. His purpose. His purpose. If you have your Bibles, we have been talking about the book of Genesis, and we're going to go there a little further in Genesis and talk just a little bit if we can today, and we're going to explore Jesus. Amen. I want to challenge those who are here in this place today. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, if you don't know him as the author and the finisher of your faith, if you don't have the knowledge and understanding that if you leave this place today and you die and that you won't be in heaven, then today I want you to just examine yourselves. Examine your life. The pastor, the man of God, is only here to confirm what God has already been dealing with you about. I believe that during the week, God will give you dreams. He'll give you visions. He'll give you close calls to awaken you. And so that when you come to the house of the Lord, he'll cause the man of God to speak on something that can bring back to remembrance the things that happened in your life, giving you that opportunity to get your life right. Amen. And that opportunity, and I often say that the opportunities of a lifetime must be seized in the lifetime of the opportunity. So today, as the word of God is preached, examine yourself. See where you are in God. Here that have strayed away. I mean, you could stray away and still come to church. Amen. Some of you have strayed away and you're not in the will of God, and you're not usable
by God. Amen. I like working on my cars, and sometimes when I'm out there in my toolbox, I can't find that 3/8 wrench or that half inch wrench. I know it's somewhere, but it's not where it's supposed to be yet. Amen. And if it's not where it's supposed to be at, then I can't use it. I can't use it. Amen. I have to resort to something else. And there are those of us that God has placed a calling on your life. His hand is on your life. He didn't just create you just to wake up in the morning and drink your cup of decaf coffee. Amen. One cream and three sugars. Amen. And go to work and eat lunch and come back home and go to bed and restart the process. There is a reason why God called you. There's a reason. There's a purpose by design for your life. I often tell a person, that people a lot, that if you look on a tombstone, you see the day that they're born. And then you see that the day that they die, But in between there is a dash. That dash is the purpose that God has for your life. If you're not satisfied with the way that your life is going now, today is your opportunity to come up to the altar after the word of God is preached and say, Lord, I can't continue like I'm going. Amen. I'm not happy this way. Amen. I need you to restore me, or I need you to save me. Amen. David said, Lord, you got to take out this stony heart. God, give me a heart of flesh. Something is not right. It within me. Amen. 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 We can't fake it. We can't fake it any longer. Amen. It's time for us to be right. Sort of nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't you want to be right? Amen. 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 I'm so happy to see this mother back. Amen. Mother, raise your hand right here. Mother, raise your hand. Right, yeah. She was here. Amen. It was a few Sundays ago. Amen. And the Lord just moved upon her, and the tears just begin to flow. Amen. And I love it when I see people who get so sincere until they lose sight of who they are. Amen. And you lose all your pride. And just like a man, when a man asks a woman, he gets down on that knee. Amen. You know, I can't get down like I used to. Amen. Amen. Keep on living. Praise the Lord. And he get down on that knee, and she looking at him, and she got all that makeup in the right place, you know, Maybelline and mascara and the eyeliner, and she looking all pretty. And he said, will you, and the tears start flowing, and the eyeliner's going one way, and the makeup is going another way. She lose sight of who she is. Amen. So I believe that when you come to the house of the Lord and you get ready to give God your life, forget about everybody else. Amen. At that moment in your life, that is the choice between heaven and hell. Amen. Eternity in heaven or eternity in hell. And it's at that moment in your life that you forget everybody else. Forget what you got on and how your dress is looking. I mean, no, baby. I'm going to heaven when I die. Do I have a witness in here? And that's when you make up in your mind that I want, that I mean Jesus every step of the way. Amen. And if you don't want to go, y'all know the rest of it. Don't you hinder me. Amen. 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 So if you have your Bibles, turn with me very quickly to Genesis, the second chapter, verse number 2. Genesis, the second chapter, verse number 2. And we'll be going back and forth as I deliver some of these messages, because there's some things that we need to cover. And it is critical for your spiritual well-being. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Genesis, the second chapter,
verses number 15 through 17,
and there is where you will find my assignment. Genesis, the second chapter, verses 15 through 17. Amen. Genesis 2 and 15 says, and the Lord God, this capital G-O-D, took the man, somebody said the man. That's us, amen, and put him in the Garden of Eden. Why? To dress it and to keep it. And the 16th verse says, and the Lord, somebody said the Lord. Capital G-O-D, God, commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Let us pray. Father, in the name of your Son. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We thank you for this place. I never thought in a million years that I would be in this place. It's a blessing to be in this place. Father, I pray today that as the word of God is preached, that those that you have directed, and some of them think, God, that they are here all because somebody invited them. But they're here because you have preordained and predestined them to be here. Because you have purposed that they be heirs of salvation. You're giving them this opportunity to get it right. To straighten it out, to make it all better. God, I pray today that as the word of God is preached, that they would examine themselves. Yes. And that they, without question, would come walking to the altar at the end of the message. And say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you open up this place, this new direction, that souls may find you, and that they find a glimmer of hope that only comes through your word. Allow your manservant, God, to diminish so that you can increase. Speak a word through me, God. I yield my mouthpiece that you may speak through me, that you can speak to a dying soul. A disenfranchised soul. A soul that is lost. That they will be able to come to you. And Father, today as we go forth, let the word fall upon good ground. Let everything be ordered by your Spirit. We praise you in advance. In the magnificent, marvelous, wonderful, and holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've been talking for a few Sundays, all except the Sunday that the youth were in control, amen, about how God had purposed some things, some provisions, and as God purposed some things, he always will cause things to come together. The Bible speaks how all things work together for the good. And it talks about of them who love the Lord and them who are called according to his purpose. And we read the first chapter of Genesis and went over to the second chapter of Genesis. And we begin to unravel some things. We begin to understand some things. We begin to examine God's word, because everything that God does, he does it, or it happens for a purpose. And there is a purpose by design for everything that has happened in the lives of each one of you that are here. Amen. And if you were to look at your watch, you would know that you are in the right place at the right time. As I begin to listen to the news, all in Birmingham and Atlanta when I get here, a whole different coverage of news, I'm finding that in both places that we're finding people who are dying every day. every day, every day, every day, for no reason, just dying. But the good news is that God has allowed you. Some of you have been in some bad situations, and yes, you've been in some bad predicaments. Some of y'all have been into relationships that where people told you that you'll never be nothing without me. Some of y'all have been into some relationships where someone told you that if you leave me, I'm going to kill you. Amen. But look, you're still here. You're still here. You're here because God has ordained a day for you to hear a word, because you too were to be an heir of salvation. Amen. That's good news. That's good news. You are to be an heir of salvation. So we begin to examine a few things. And in Genesis 1, as we read into Genesis 1, we talked about God's purpose, his purpose. In creating mankind, God had a purpose. He just didn't get together with the Godhead and decide that he was just going to create a man and just put man out there on an island all to himself. But there was a purpose that God had by design. Amen. And anybody who has ever did any study about mankind, when God made Adam, he didn't make a man, he made mankind. Amen. Because everything man was to be was created in Adam. Adam. I hate to be against what they teach in school, but I refuse to believe that I came from a monkey. Amen. I refuse to believe in evolution when the Bible simply, now school teachers, I'm sorry, amen. But when the Bible simply says that in the beginning, God, amen. So that tells me that God had a purpose by design when he created me. So in Genesis, we find out that God, he reveals his purpose, Where did I come from? Where am I going? Why am I here? Are some of the questions that man needs to answer. Amen. That's why the devil try to fight you like he tries to fight you. Men, fathers, that's why the devil try to fight you like he fight you. Amen. Is there anybody the devil is hard against? Is the man who has the seed. Amen. He would fight you on every corner because he knows that if you get right, your child is going to have to follow in your footsteps. So he tries everything in his power to throw you off key. So when he throws you off key, guess what? The seed that came from you is going to be off key too. But look at somebody and tell them the devil is a liar. Amen, amen, amen. So God created man because God wanted to utilize man. We talked about it a few Sundays ago. God wanted to express himself through the man that he created. He wanted to express himself through the man that he created. Amen. And when I speak about man, I'm talking about woman too, because woman came out of man. Are you with me? The Bible declared that God put man to sleep. Now, I might go just a little deep. Can I go just a little deep? Because if you don't understand it, when God made man, man was made to be the bride of Christ. Man was made to be the bride of Christ. God had everything placed in man because man, when you talk about Jesus, Jesus is the bridegroom. Amen. Man is representing the church. Man was made to be the bride of Christ. But it came on a day that when God was bringing around the animals for man to name. Amen. The giraffe had a female giraffe. The alligator had a female alligator. Amen. And when man looked at these things, the Bible said that God said it is not good for man to be alone. Now watch this now. God did not create another woman. He put Adam to sleep. And he took what was already in him and placed it in her. And when he did that, all of a sudden, the two of them became one. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But he created Adam with everything that Adam needed. But when he split him up, it took two of them to become one. Who, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. I'm not going to charge you for that one, amen. Now, so God created man because God wanted to express himself through mankind. God wanted to exercise his dominion through man. Amen. He had a purpose. He had a purpose. Amen. Because man was created for the sole purpose of what? Y'all remember? Why did God create man? To glorify himself, but man was the container. Amen. So man was made to contain God. That was the sole purpose of creating man. God was always looking for something to get into. Are you with me in here? That's why when you get the Holy Ghost come on the inside of you. Because God has always been looking for something to get into. And when he get into you, it's all of a sudden there that he can direct your steps. Y'all ain't talking to me here. But a person who does not have God can go where they want to go and stay as long as they desire. But God wants to get on the inside of you so that he can control you. Amen. Because you are his creation. Amen. So man was created to express God. Man was created to represent God. Man was created to be the earth realm picture of God. Amen. That's why throughout the Bible you have types of Christ. Amen. These things represent who God is. In the children of Israel, you know, Moses was a type of Christ. When they got to the Red Sea, it was Moses that God said, Moses, what you got in your hand? He said, I ain't got nothing but a stick. God said, no, don't call it a stick, because if I gave you that stick, if it came from me, it's an anointed stick. Are you with me in here? It might just seem like a piece of wood to you, but if I've given it to you, it's anointed. And God said, stretch your rod out over the water. And when Moses stretched the rod out over the water divided. Are you with me in him? He was a type of Christ. And all through the wilderness experience, God would show up himself. Amen. When they got hungry, he rained down bread from heaven. And when they got thirsty, God spoke to Moses and said, just hit the rock. Moses got upset and walled off like some of us did and just wanted to take the rock out. Come on, somebody. Because it's when God has ordained something for your life, he has a way of causing things to come together. God desires to be in you. He wants to walk through you. He wants to live in you. He wants to express himself in you. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, say, won't you let God express himself in you? Yeah. He wants to express himself through you. Amen. When I was coming up, we had what was called a Roach Motel. Y'all remember the Roach Motel? Amen. We had the Roach Motel, and we had this little powder that you would sprinkle in the corner, and the roaches would walk through the powder, and they would take it back to the nest. Amen. And when they take it back to the nest, everything in the nest died. Amen.
God wants to get inside of you. And when he gets inside of you, wherever you go, you can take God with you. You can take God with you on the job. You can take God with you in your house. You can take God with you at the doctor's office. But you got to give God the opportunity to get on the inside of you. Somebody said on the inside of you. So then we moved over to Genesis 2, and which continues to explain to us, and it continues to manifest to us how God was fulfilling his purpose, because one way or other, God is going to fulfill his purpose. Amen. If you try to get in God's way, he'll go under you. If you try to get in God's way, he'll go around you. If you think you're too big and bad enough, he'll go over you. But one way or another, God will get his purpose across. So to nudge somebody and tell him he's going to get his purpose across. Oh, he will do it. He will do it. If he called you to preach and you don't want to preach, he'll raise up your son. Come on in here, somebody. He'll raise up your daughter. He'll raise up somebody else in your house. If these hold their peace, the rocks will cry out. Whew. Oh, God Almighty. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. So as we've seen in these two chapters, chapter 1 and 2, that God's whole purpose is, his way is life. His way is life. And God desires to come in us and live. Oh, he desires to come in us and live. When he made Adam, he formed him from the dust of the earth, and Adam was still laying there. He just come out of God's hands, but he was still laying there. And God said, you know, the only way that I'm going to cause Adam to get up and move around is that I can't remain on the outside of him. He said, I've got to put some of me on the inside of me. Because if I can get some of me on the inside of me, that I form with my hand will move. And it was at that moment that God took his nostrils and he breathed into his nostrils himself. Are you with me? And when God breathed into his nostrils himself, there's something about the life of God that made his legs go to moving. And made his arms go to moving. And the Bible said, and then Adam became a living soul. Why did he become a living soul? He became a living soul because the breath of God came on the inside of him. If we can get God out of the pages of this book, if we can get God on the inside of us, he can change your whole being. There's more to it than just coming to church and sitting in church and enjoying the men singing and enjoying the song service and taking a 20-30 minute nap while the preach word is being preached. Because what the devil will cause is he'll try to cause the spirit of Jehovah Shaddai to come over you and allow you to go to sleep. Because man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Who am I preaching to in here? It's my prayer. God, feed me out of your mouth. I couldn't hardly wait till the service started. I've been feasting all week long on what Minister Kingsley preached. I enjoyed what he preached last week.
I've been feasting on the word of God. Because I know in order for me to live is that I got to get a word from the Lord. Because he desires to get on the inside of me so that he can change who I am. Do I have a witness in here? Anybody here that ever drank anything that was stronger than water? You know that it didn't suit you until it got out of the bottle and got on the inside of you. Come on in here, somebody. You can carry a case around all day long and you would never feel it. Oh, God. Come on in here. Who am I preaching to in here? You can have one in your back pocket all day long, but until you crack the top and let it on the inside, you never get a feeling. God Almighty. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, I received that. God wants to get on the inside of you so you can live. Do I have a witness in here? God wants to come into man and be man's life. Ooh, his life. His life. His life. Don't get to a certain point until you think, well, you know, I got it. No, baby. No. See, you still ain't got God in you. Amen. He desires to be in you. A well of living water springing up into everlasting life. Jesus told the woman at the well, he said, if you come to this well, he said, you'll thirst again. He said, but if you drink of the water that I should give you, he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Because I want to be on the inside of you to a point where you could be in a bad situation, but the bad situation won't be in you. To a point when you get home and the problem still might be there waiting on you, but it won't affect you the same way. To a point when you get on your job next week and that old hellacious manager that you got still trying to ride your back, you can still say yes ma'am and yes sir. Do I have a witness in here? When God get on the inside of you, he changes things. The way people act shouldn't affect you. Do you even know who you are? Who you are by design? The Bible said you are the salt of the earth. If you're in a place that ain't got no taste, why do you think God put you there? You're salt, baby. You're supposed to give it its taste. You're the salt of the earth. You are light that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. You are a light. You are a light. You are a light. You are a light to the world. When the world is hungry, when the world is thirsty, you are the reason that God placed you there. Oh, God. You're the reason. You're the reason. You're the reason. You're the reason. Oh, God, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. So here we have God, and God's whole purpose is that he wanted to come inside of man and give man life, give man a life supply. His whole purpose is to give you hope and you for you to carry the hope to people who are lost. Are you with me in here? You carry that hope to people who are lost. When you're in the mall and when you're going down the aisle and you're shopping, every now and then, God will have you to go over by the eggs. And you say, well, I got eggs. Now God said, I need you to go over by the eggs. Not to buy eggs. I need you to go and minister to somebody. Are you with me in here? So you scroll over by the eggs and you see this person looking at the eggs and tears are flowing down their face. See, when he get on the inside of you, he can carry you where you need to be. And everywhere God went, he was a blessing to somebody. And when we allow God to get on the inside of us, he'll carry you to where people need the help. On this week, I stopped by Aldi, whatever that little store is. Amen. I went past all the Food World and Walmart and all the other grocery stores. I went to Aldi, amen. I wanted to get me some potatoes, amen. And God sent me up there, and I was up there, amen. And I know that this lady, she was coming up, and she had some stuff in a buggy, you know, and she went up there, and she had this little small baby bed thing, and she asked the lady, she said, "How much is this?" And the lady told her how much it was, and she said, no. I said, no, it's for the baby. She said, "Yeah, but I didn't know it was going to cost this much." Amen. And all I could think about was the baby. Y'all ain't talking to me in here. Oh, me. And I told the lady, I said, "Give it to me." I said, "I'll buy it for." She said, "No, you don't have to." I said, no. See, you don't know. Sometimes my blessing is tied up in blessing you. Amen. Do I have a witness in here? And if I don't bless you, God don't bless me. Come on and hear somebody. I learned a long time ago that a closed fist can't get nothing put in it. So sometimes you got to learn how to release what you got so God can give you what he want to give you. So I bought it, gave it to him. Amen. And I felt the peace of God as it came on over me. Amen. And when I began to walk out, going to my car, amen, the lady slowed up. She had a mama, a grandmama in the car. She slowed up beside me and rolled down the window. And she said, "God bless you." I said, "Thank you, God." Because it's when we learn our purpose and while we're here, amen. If you're trying to hold on to the little bit you got, you can never get no more until you can release it. But when you cast your bread upon the water, the Bible said that you'll receive it again. Yes, sir. He said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Give, and it shall be given." Come here, son. Come here. Bring your chair out here. Amen. "Give, and it shall be." Get said it right there. "Give, and it shall be given unto you." Sit down in your chair. "In good measure." How's God going to give it to you? "Pressed down, shaken together, running over." Shall man, can I borrow this, mama? Pour into your bosom. But you got to be willing to let it go. You got to be willing. You got to be willing. See what he got all because he gave? You give everybody that stuff back, son, and go back to your seat. So we find that, I'm almost through. So we find that the first step for God was to create a man to contain him. He said, "Now, in order for me to show forth my glory in the earth realm, I need to create a man that contains me." God built his own vessel. He built his own vessel. He built a vessel that can contain him, that can contain his glory and his power and his majesty. So he built a vessel that can contain him. Watch this, I'm almost there. That could contain his majesty. Someone that he could come and live in. But I want you to notice that even though man contains his life, still the God of glory came down in the cool of day and he walked with man. Because God made man into a fashion that man had the ability to decide on whether or not he wanted God. Are you with me here? I'm almost there. God said, "I'm not going to force myself on you. I'm going to breathe in you the breath of life, but I'm going to give you the choice whether or not you still want to walk with me. And you still want to talk with me.
and you still want to be in my presence. Who am I preaching to in here? And the second step, I told you a few Sundays ago that God took this man and he placed him in front of the tree of life. He placed him in front of the tree of life. He placed him in front of the tree of life. There was also the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but God placed him in front of the tree of life. Why did he do that? Because I need you to understand that the tree of life represented God himself. God took man and placed man in front of himself, giving man the choice on whether or not he wanted to digest God. Oh, God Almighty. Here's the tree of life. Here's the tree of knowledge and good and evil. I'm going to give you the choice to choose on whether or not you want to put me on the inside of you. He gives you and I a choice. Church is not something that you're forced to go through, to go to. They sang the song, I think it was Brother Anthony. I think it was Brother Anthony talked about it in his song that as a child, you know, the songwriter said that his mama drug him to church. Amen. And see, I'm one of the ones that mama drugged me to church. See, but although Sunday mama was dragging me to church, see, it didn't do me no good because I was there for mama. Are you with me in here? I was there for mama. I was set back on the back row like some of these kids are right now. And I made me a football out of paper. Y'all ain't talking to me here. And my cousin got on the other side of the pew. And we sort of did it on the side, you know, so nobody would see it. And we'll try to keep field goals. Y'all ain't talking to me in there. But one Saturday night, something got a hold of me. Y'all ain't talking to me. I said, one Saturday night, something got a hold of me. God got on the inside of me. And he changed my being. Is there anybody here that know what I'm talking about? He changed who I am. Amen. I never was the same anymore. So God, he placed man in front of the tree of life. And the tree of life represented God himself. Amen. And God placed him there because he wanted man to take of him freely, not by persuasion, but freely. He wanted man to take of him and live. Do I have a witness in this place? Freely and live. But last but not least, we get to the last step. The last step is, now the first step, God wanted to make a vessel. The second step, God wanted to put himself in the vessel. And the third step is that God wanted to work himself into man's life. Whew. I told you some time ago, don't never plan God around your life. You plan your life around God. Oh, come on and heal somebody. No. Don't never plan nothing on God's time. You plan your stuff on your own time. Amen. Sunday go meeting is Sunday go meeting time. Do I have a witness in here? Oh, yeah. No. I can't plan nothing on church Sunday. Y'all talking to me. Because that's where I get my beans and my greens. That's where I get my steak. That's where I get my power to make it through another day. Do I have a witness in here? Amen. 7 days without God makes what? 1 week. Amen. And I can tell it.
I can tell it. The other day, I wasn't drinking a whole lot of water. I was drinking, you know, Kool-Aid and fruit punch and all that type of stuff. And my body told me, the doc, you ain't drinking another water. Enough water, amen. And I realized something. Without water, I cannot live because my body is so much percent water. And I've got enough sense to know that my body is a large percent water. What about my soul? What about my spiritual life? What about my God on the inside of me? We need God. This thing is conditional. This thing is conditional. And as long, and I'm closing, as long as man stayed in the perimeter that God has placed them in, as long as man stayed in the place that God has ordained for him to be, as long as man was there, God had to take care of him. Did you get that? Did you get that? As long as man was doing what he was supposed to do and living like he was supposed to live, God had to take care of him. As long as man was obedient to God, as long as man was in the garden, as long as man was being obedient to God, where man didn't have to worry about clothing, man didn't have to worry about food, man didn't have to worry about water, God had to keep him. Are you with me in here? What are you trying to say, Bishop? A man that takes a woman from his mama and his daddy and put him in a house, that man must understand that it's your job to make sure that she got a place to sleep, that she got food and water. But in the day that man messed up, it was then that he fell out of the perimeter that God had ordained for him to be. And when he fell out of the perimeter that God had placed him in, then all of a sudden he had to defend for himself. By sweat, he harvests food from the ground. By sweat, she birthed children. They had to clothe themselves when they got out of the realm that God had ordained for them to be. It's conditional.
Yes.
When you walk into the steps that God has ordained for you to walk in, then God, according to his words, he would have to take care of you. Do I have a witness in here? Do I have a witness in here? Oh. God gave me three scriptures. God said, give, which is a divine decree. And he said, and it shall be given unto you, which is the promise.
That's right.
God said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, the divine decree, that there might be meat in my house, the divine decree. And the promise was, if you do it, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. And last but not least, he said, if thou be willing and obedient, the divine decree, then thou should eat from the good of the land. The promise. But it's conditional. It's up to you. It's up to you. If it is to be, it's up to me. I can choose to walk in it, or I can choose to lean to my own understanding.
That's right. That's right. Talk to me now.
Do I have a witness in here?
That's right.
Oh. I'm getting ready to pray. I'm getting ready to pray. I don't know who I was preaching to, but I was preaching to somebody. God has given you a word. A word to shake you and awaken you in such a time like this. It's your call. If you want to still walk in your own walk, and do things your own way. I told the church a long time ago, it's your little red wagon. You can either push it or you can either pull it. It's your call. But if you're in this place today and you heard God and God has ministered to you and you know without a shadow of a doubt that it wasn't God or it was God, I want you to walk toward this altar.
All right. That's right.
I want to pray with you.
Amen. Amen.
I want to pray with you.
Amen.
I want to pray with you.
Amen.
I want to pray with you. If you move, I'll fall.
If you move,
come on, man.
I'm depending on you, you Jesus, you Jesus.
If you move,
if you move,
I'm